Lori Womble's husband is a mechanic in the Kansas Army National Guard. He has been away on active duty elsewhere in the United States since February.
I knew it could happen, and I knew it was a possibility. I'm comfortable with it because that's what he signed up for. I mean, he knew going in that he could be called to active duty and be gone. I wish he was here, but I understand. I try to be supportive.
Mrs. Womble spends her time tending to her three young children, who do handsprings and play at the family's home in Gardner, Kansas. She doesn't know when her husband will come home, and the National Guard doesn't either. Officials can provide families like hers only a guess of sometime between 1 to 2 years. The open-ended deployment can be a hardship for families, but for businesses, the uncertainty of when employees will return from military service presents different challenges.
Okay, don't start until I say, because I'm going to read through the questions with you guys. But you can look at the quiz, and I'm going to read it out loud as well.
Students in Mrs. Burns' social studies class at Truman Middle School in St. Joseph, Missouri, are preparing to take a test. The teacher who normally would give it to them is away on active duty with the Missouri Army National Guard. St. Joseph Associate School Superintendent Mark Hargens says it's hard to plan to fill in for reservists when he doesn't know how long his teachers will be gone.
That makes a lot of difference to us because if they're going to be gone a long time, it pays for us to go out and try to find a really good person. If you're only going to be gone a month, then I might just use one of my regular substitutes who might not really be an expert in that field just to cover until that teacher gets back.
And when reservists do get back, federal law requires employers to return them to their jobs. Of all the areas of work that have felt the pinch of deployments, the law enforcement and emergency services communities have been especially hard hit. For example, 7 officers with the St. Joseph, Missouri Police Department were called to military duty at the same time. St. Joseph Police Chief Mark Herter says the unique training required for police work means his department isn't hiring replacements.
You can't just hire somebody, give them a badge and gun, and say go to work. When we hire an officer, if they haven't been to the basic academy, we send them, and all that is a considerable expense. We don't plan for a 6-month period or a 9-month period. We really have to plan kind of ad infinitum because we don't know.
Chief Herter says many of his officers are working overtime to cover for reservists still on active duty, but he's concerned about future deployments. The chief estimates 10% of his department serves part-time in military uniform in addition to wearing a police badge. While the chief says he's willing to make do until the deployments end, a group of reservists' wives and husbands is not. Spouses from the 129th Army Reserve Transportation Company in Kansas City have taken action. They created an online petition asking the Defense Department to give them a definitive date when their loved ones will come home. The group says more than 8,000 people have signed up on their website. But while many are eager to sign the petition, Rachel Trueblood says she and the other spouses who started the drive still faced criticism.
We get it big time from neighbors, from other wives who just say, you know, or mothers say, just suck it up and deal with it. Well, we are. We have been, and we will be glad to do it. But let's have the date when we can plan that we can stop. You know, that's all we want, is give us a date.
But a date may be hard for Pentagon officials to set. Many of the military's specialty units are made up entirely of reservists, and they're heavily involved in rebuilding Iraq. Until communities there are able to stand on their own, towns here in the United States are likely to go without the teachers, police officers, husbands, and wives who left their civilian lives behind for military duty half a world away. For Coast to Coast, I'm Matt Hackworth in Kansas City.